the competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
I'll make it good.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. We wanna be where people are by. They're all the same.
Welcome, my loyal listeners, to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast 5-year anniversary spectacular
Shrek extravaganza.
Wow. Where has the time gone? My name is Hillary Sussman. I'm here with my co-host of 5 years, Amanda Mitchell.
We are common law married.
Some gorgeous natural hair and a red puffy sleeved dress.
Yeah, it's a dress. It's a dress. I'm wearing a dress in bed because it's still fucking freezing in New York, and I'm doing everything from bed because this is the warmest part of my apartment. And I opened my radiator.
You look gorgeous.
Thanks, Belle. I have dinner after this. A PR dinner.
Oh, God.
A PR dinner. You know. Notch. Stunning. Notch. Stunning. Stunning. How are you, Hillary?
I'm good. I had a gorgeous long 3-day weekend. I was going to go to the beach, but Mother Nature chose to have it rain in L.A., of like 5 days a year that it rains here, they decided to do that on MLK Day.
Anti-black.
And
anti-black. I'm going to say it.
Anti-black. Yes, thank you.
Like, I'm allowed to call it as it is, and that is anti-black. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Racist.
So instead I watched the part of the Scream trilogy.
Which one? Just the first or the two?
I ate a breakfast burrito.
One and two?
I watched the third one.
I love Scream 3.
Because I'm, like, preparing to get ready for number 5.
That's this weekend, right? Or is it already out?
Yeah, I think it's actually out now.
Okay, I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go see Slate Play on Saturday at the matinee.
Amazing.
And then I think I'm going to go to the movies afterwards. I think I'm just going to stay in Midtown and fuck it up.
A day of entertainment.
Why are you freezing, Skype? Anyway, I'm back. But anyway, I'm going to spend the day in Midtown, and I'm going to go see Scream. After I go see Slave Play, it's just going to be a day for Amanda. Because no one wants to go see Slave Play with me, or no one can. Everyone's busy.
I would go with you if I was there.
I know, but it closes this weekend, or else, you know. Just come now. Just get on a plane. Just get on a plane. You know?
I mean, I could. My class is online. My work is remote.
You could come live in my apartment.
But I already have a flight there.
So?
I can't.
Move it.
I have my flight booked.
I'm like, move it earlier. Move it 2 weeks earlier. Just live in my apartment. We're not going to get sick of each other after like 3 days. Not at all.
So, it's fine. Happy 5-year anniversary, my
Happy 5-year anniversary. We're doing a lot of things today.
I can't believe we're here. I know we have a lot of activities planned.
Yeah. We have voice memos. We have notes.
Densely packed hour-long episode.
Densely packed is a great way to describe it.
To reward our dear listeners who have been with us since the beginning, along with the ones who showed up
last week.
You know, halfway through the ride.
Or last week. Just even the newcomers. Like, who decided midway through Australia's Next Top Model, Cycle 8, we're going to start not even at the penultimate episode of the finale, but like somewhere in the middle of the season. Just to come, that's where we're going to start listening to this podcast. You know?
Precisely.
It's let's do a reflection app. That'll be the last thing we do. Should we listen to some voice memos?
Yeah,
we should listen to some voice memos.
Yeah, before we get into voice memos, I just wanted to talk really quickly about the New York Magazine Joss Whedon.
Ah! Tomatoes! Boo! Boo! I hate that man so much. I wish he would drink cement. I want to pour cement down his throat.
I hate him.
And it was one of those where every single bit of that article, I was like, he's like, I'm afraid I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. And I'm like, dude, you fucking did.
You did.
And it just proves how much
you did.
Stop telling men
to apologize for like
bad behavior,
using your position of power in like an immoral and like corrupt way.
When he said, and like,
the fact that he couldn't even apologize is,
he was sanctimonious. He was so condescending to get to Gal Gadot about, like, basically saying, like, oh, she didn't understand me because I use big flowery language. What?
And English isn't her first language. She speaks, bitch, Gal Gadot is fluent in like seven languages.
Yeah, something like that. She speaks like six or seven languages, something like that. And then the thing where he was like, I could not sleep with those people. I was just going to I would have regrets the rest of my life. I was like,
I was powerless to sleeping with them. Powerless
to sleeping with them.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Because I can't find a good answer on the internet. Who were the rumored two Buffy actresses that had affairs with him?
I'm going to say it. I always thought one of them was Eliza Dushku. I always thought
one of them was Eliza Dushku.
Because she has
the energy of like, and I feel like she's been preyed upon at some point. She has.
She was the one who talked to she was one of the people who brought down Les Moonves. Because she was on that show. Hold on, I'm going to send you this article. It's in the New York Times.
Normally, if somebody's been victimized, predators sense that and they will...
Yeah,
that's why multiple people get, like, sexually assaulted
it happens over and over again.
Yeah. Because, like, predators can sense
that you... smell it, basically. Yeah. Like, they literally... Hillary, I'm pretty sure it was, like... This must have been 2018. Because there was that show Bull, that legal drama Bull, which I'm pretty sure is still on TV. And Eliza Dushku was written off that show, and she sued CBS... basically because she was like, you brought me into an unsafe work environment. This man, like, wouldn't stop sexually, like, the lead of the show wouldn't stop sexually harassing her. Like, and then basically, like, told, like Les Moonves, basically told her that if she didn't sleep with him, he was gonna go to Les Moonves and get her fired, and that's what he did. Yes, that's why I believe part of it has to do with Eliza Dushku. I don't blame Eliza Dushku, but I 100% one of them was definitely Eliza Dushku. And also, I love the fact that he didn't know that he wasn't allowed to be around Michelle Trachtenberg. He didn't know?
That's so
on dark. His own set, he was not allowed to be in the same room alone with one of his lead actresses. And he claims he didn't know he didn't know in the first place.
He didn't know that was a rule. Because allegedly, they, were in the room together alone, and she said like freaked out her team about it. So they came up with this rule.
Yeah,
and he like allegedly didn't know about this rule.
And it's like okay, so you didn't know, but all of a sudden your youngest lead actors know. All of a sudden you're never in the same room alone with her. You never took
away.
He just lacks such self awareness, and it was so.
I'm sorry, but can gross men realize that not getting laid in high school is not a trauma? I don't give a fuck.
And he made that his entire personality. I mean, we saw it in Xander. We saw it with every time he self-inserted a character. This is such bonus episode energy, by the way.
I know, this really is. This is what you're missing if you're not on our Patreon.
But, like, he truly was, like, he was like, yeah, I learned how to be a feminist. And, like, learning how to be a feminist, like, taught me how to weaponize it. And it's like, we all fucking knew. We knew from the way you wrote women. Like, you and Aaron Sorkin write women like you hate them. And you get acclaim for them because you're like, oh, I write strong, like, powerful, like, women with weakness or women with flaws. And it's like, yeah, because you fucking hate women. You hate them. And you want constantly your women to be both the Madonna whore complex, where you're like, I want them to constantly be saved, but they also need to save me. And you also need to be able to fuck them. The level of arrogance that oozed out of every word. He thought he did something. He thought he ate. Like, he didn't even have a snack. He was still starving, but he thought he fucking ate, bitch.
It is so crazy to me
that Lila Connors wrote the fuck out of that article, too.
His publicist must be, like, swallowing sleeping
pills. I don't think he has one. Joss Whedon does not have a team, doesn't have an agent, doesn't have a publicist, 100% does all of his own PR and litigation internally. He might have a lawyer.
Interesting.
But, like...
Interesting.
Yeah. And I love the fact that, like, Ray Fisher was like, I said what I had to say about Joss Whedon. I do not need to comment on this article because everything you know, I've already said what I think about him. And I was like, good for you, dude. Don't expel any more energy on that man. Because, like, I mean, that's all the Buffy cast is also staying. They're like, nope, we're not saying shit. But also, yes, they basically confirmed.
They've said enough.
And so they basically confirmed what we all knew about Charisma Carpenter. What Chris Carpenter was telling us years ago was, like, Joss Whedon had her fired, wrote her off because she got pregnant. We all knew
Who do we think the other actress was from Buffy?
It's probably not somebody that we would care about.
Probably like a guest star.
Like one of Cordelia's little girly friends. One of those.
Maybe.
Like, you know what I mean? Like not somebody who was full, like it's not gonna be one of the main cast at all. If it was notable, they would have written it differently. Because even Elijah Dushku isn't notable enough for them to be like, oh, it's like, no, I'm pretty sure it was like someone in the middle level and then someone way down. Like somebody who's doing like a one or two off bit part. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Chanterelle. Anyway.
Yeah. Not Bianca Lawson. Beyonce's mom would not let that happen. If he did something to Bianca Lawson, you act like Tina Knowles Lawson would not have that man put in jail. Even though she wasn't her stepmom at that point. Just saying. How many times have I talked about Bianca Lawson on this podcast?
Let's move on from that doughy jolly troll.
Yes.
And let's get into some fun top model activities.
So read that.
Nicole Byer's self-care routine involves moisturizer, pole dancing, and The Office. Oh, good you did, Nicole Byer.
We did it. She did it. Happy
for Amanda's me. Refinery 29 article on Nicole Byer is up, if y'all want to read it.
I'm manifesting everything I want this year. What was one of the things I said I wanted to do in 2022? I said I wanted to write a profile on Nicole Byer, and I fucking did it, bitch. Because I get everything I want! I get everything I want. It comes to me easily and effortlessly. Okay, right? Okay, are we doing voice memos?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Let's
do voice memos. Yes. Who should we start with?
Katie. Duh.
Yay.
Duh. Who else would we start with? So, all right, let's do this. I think we only have two of them, too.
It's me, Katie Shmola. I wanted to wish my favorite podcast and my favorite podcast host a happy 5 years. I just want to say that I love you both very much. There's no one funnier than you two. There's no one better. And I just love you both so much. And Vanessa Williams, a.k.a. Peanut, my youngest, Jack Russell, and Trixie, a.k.a. Trixie, also say they love you. And I hope to see you both very soon, you know, in better times. And I feel like I'm forgetting a dog, but I've named all my dogs. I keep having dreams that I have a third dog. Anyway, I love you guys. Please make things forever, because I'm a fan, and I need your life guidance. I wish I would. I'm not even exaggerating about the last part. I really, really need your guidance. Okay, thank you.
Queen.
The thing I love most about Katie Tamola is that, like, she will write to me in all caps, and I'll know she'll say it just the way she's in her brain is saying it the way she said that entire voice memo. All deadpan, no ups and downs in her vocal speaking, but she will call, like she sent me a text and she said, talking about, you know, that man, and she literally said, like, I'm going to run up into his house, break in, take all the products you gave him, and then take a video of me in his bathroom using all of them, and then post them on his own personal Instagram that I hacked. And I was like, I love you so much. Like, she's the best. She's so petty. She's a queen. She's a queen. We love it. Anyway, yeah. Do we have any other voice memos? We only have one more other one. Because we didn't do a good job of preparing for this episode, like always. Do we ever? Have we ever done a good job preparing for this podcast? No. Unless we've had an interview. So for interviews, we do come prepared. We're good at that.
Where's the text you sent me with us stuff you wanted to discuss?
It's probably somewhere in the texts. I don't know. Hold on.
I know. I'm looking for it.
I didn't send it that long ago.
Somebody emailed. Sorry, I said text.
It was
somebody
Nick.
Emailed us.
It was
stuff
Nick.
Wanted us to say.
It was Nick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read Nick's email.
Read it.
Okay. We have a Blue's Clues.
We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from. Ew.
Look at the spit. Nikki. Dear the icons, the legends, and the moments, Amanda and Hillary, half a fucking decade. Not to mention, this is your 250th episode. You're literally a quarter of the way to 1,000 episodes. Oh my God, I just had a heart attack. And combine that with your 50 on Patreon, this technically is your 300th recording. Like, damn. And I'm so amazed and grateful that I've managed to help you both out for about 95% of this show's lifespan. I remember the first time you mentioned me in that email I sent you all the way back in cycle 5 during Granola Bargate, and it only went up from there. Well, sometimes. Just like how you're embarrassed about some old episodes, I look back at my old tea spilling messages and I'm like, wow, I look useless. I did a poor ass job with Natalie and the meltdown in cycle 12. I didn't explain shit. Glad I lasted this long interning with you guys, even more in Ausentium than America's. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to skip this part because it's personal. Now I know exactly how to make Hillary bawl her eyes out. I'm taking what she said last week and dragging it across the floor out of the ether by the wig. While it's kicking and screaming, because we're so close to that finish line, it would be devastating to quit Australia's Next Top Model now. Because what happens in cycle 9?
I know.
The guest judges.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of
I'm
stuff.
Going to be in shock and awe, apparently. And then number two, an iconic name, Alexandra Sidinovic. How do I say this?
Sinadinovic. Sinadinovic, maybe? I don't know. We'll find out.
Sinadinovic. The Jade Cole of Australia. Amazing. I have an extra game with all the ones I sent you earlier. Let's say for cycle 25, Tyra decides she's going to cross over with the Real Housewives franchise.
Okay,
let's say 13
this.
To 16 women mm-hmm. who will compete. You can use anyone from the U.S. series, past or present, any of them. The messier, okay. the better. I love you guys. Hope you last another half a decade. Okay. Hope you make past four-digit number of episodes.
Oh
and
God.
Talk about every single Top Model franchise in existence.
That would take us...
I love you, Nick.
Oh, my God. So long. I love you, Nick, so much. Thank you, Nick. You're the best. Like, guys, like...
And...
I don't think... I mean, we talk about Nick on this podcast all the time, every fucking week. But, like, I truly do not even think that you and I really emphasize enough how much this podcast probably would not thrive without Nick. You know? Like, we don't want to do all this research. Like we said, we're never prepared to do this podcast. But Nick emails us every week and gives us all this information of his own volition. He writes full essays. He gives us every bit. I don't even read some of the stuff because there's so much shit that he gives over. And we are so lucky and happy to have him. And part of the reason why this podcast has made it to 5 years is literally because of Nick. Truly. Yeah. Because also, I want to know,
thanks,
and it's nice
Nick.
To see, you know? It's like, we're not going off the Wikipedia page bullshit. We're actually getting, like, the real tea.
Behind the scenes info. So, I think we should play the game that Nick suggested,
yes.
where we cast Cycle 25 mm-hmm. with Real Housewives.
Yeah, but we do,
I love that idea.
We cast Cycle 25 with Real Housewives, and we also do All Stars 2, but International Edition, or, like, All Australia Edition, basically. I vote that we do those.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So,
okay.
I have to say, if we're going to do the Housewives crossover, we have to eliminate Cynthia Bailey because, unfortunately, she would never be qualified because she's already an established model.
Yeah, and same with Eva.
Oh, yeah, Eva can't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't do that. Damn, that sucks. Did we do all winners? Should we also do all winners? Like an all winner season and who we think would win an all winner season? I think we should.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Are you writing these things down?
Okay. So
she's
Real Housewives. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Good
I have
friend.
A list called the Witch List, and this is perfect. Mm-hmm. So how many people, like 12, would we say?
13.
12 contestants?
Mm-hmm.
13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
5, 6, 7.
Oh, and we also can't count Kristen from New York.
No.
Mm-mm.
Ew. You know what? She would never make it for me anyway. I don't care that she's a model. She's boring.
She's boring. She's boring, and her husband cheated on her.
Can we count Garcelle?
Yeah. Yeah, we can count Garcelle. Okay, she's my actress. First pick. Yeah, she's Garcelle my first for sure. Draft. Eileen Davidson.
Your turn. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Who I think okay, is so truly...
Garcelle from BH. Yeah. Eileen from BH.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take
Noella.
It,
from Orange County.
Noella from Orange County. Oh, yeah. From OC.
Giselle and Karen.
Ashley from Potomac.
No, Ashley. I was gonna say Ashley, Giselle, and Karen. There's nothing for Robin. Nothing for Robin and Dr. Wendy.
Let's say Ashley and Giselle.
Yeah, Ashley and Giselle. Because Karen would never, Karen would already be working if this was real. She would already be a working model because she's fucking beautiful, so it's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. We gotta do some New York bitches.
I'm literally trying to think. I'm gonna say it and you're gonna get really mad
Don't you dare.
Just the way it did the steps! Not you. You thought I was gonna say Jules Weinstein. You thought I wasn't gonna say Jules Weinstein, didn't you? A bitch thought I was gonna say Jules. Man, I almost said Jules.
I thought you were gonna say Leah.
No, ew! Hillary!
And I was gonna cry.
You know I don't defend white supremacy, and she is that.
Let's do Luann and Ebony.
Yeah, because we do need some color in this cast. I mean, we have lots of black women. Who else?
We have majority black women, actually. Thank God.
Yeah.
What? New Jersey?
None of them. I said it.
The twins. I'm just kidding.
Hillary, I would.
I think Jennifer, or not Jennifer. I think what's her name? The Jewish
Jackie?
One.
Jackie.
Jackie.
Jackie's short though.
Well, is she?
Yeah, Jackie's real short. Jackie's like the shortest member Jennifer of that cast. I would not put any of the New Jersey Housewives in a model competition.
Let me just go through really quickly.
Not Teresa and her. Yeah, not Teresa and her three head.
No Jacqueline.
Not Melissa.
No Danielle.
None of the Manzos. None of the Manzos. Dina?
And maybe Dina. Dina?
Dina?
I would say Dina.
Okay, we're putting Dina because we want to spite Caroline. And Dina would, or and Caroline would, yeah. would seethe over Caroline the fact that, like, it. Lose it. It's like, Caroline literally wrote a letter in defense of the man who put a hit out on her sister Dina and her husband at the time to have her killed. This our ex like mm-hmm. Caroline's such a fucking piece of shit.
She's chosen her married family over.
I mean, we always knew Caroline Manzo was a fucking misogynist. We always knew. We always knew she hated. Look at the way she treats her daughter. Like she's a misogynist.
Again, mm-mm. My roommate is in a 10-year situationship with Albie. Like, they have been on and off for 10 years.
That's so sad.
And I know some stuff about that man that I wish I didn't.
I wish your roommate loved her more, herself more. Just a little bit.
No, like, she doesn't. She's gone. He's just obsessed with her.
Okay, then that's great. Then your roommate's a queen. Then she deserves the most.
She's a queen.
I mean, at least she's not married, like, dating the guy from Blackwater. Not that. The other. That's the other one. Chris?
Okay, let's do Atlanta. Never Kim. No Nene.
But Nene would be really upset to know she was being omitted from this list. Nene would be devastated. Like, to know she was being omitted.
So fucking Kim.
Like, Phaedra's Nene got all short. The work done. Phaedra's too short. So is Portia.
I feel like Candy's too famous.
Yeah, like Candy, in any, yeah, we can't even afford Candy on the show.
Like we can't afford Candy. She's too much.
Let's think. Who else? I'm looking at the cast.
Like, who else is on I'm literally looking at the show.
I feel like there's somebody else. Let's see.
We said no Cynthia.
No, yeah, Cynthia can't. Cynthia's disqualified.
Kenya.
It's gonna be Kenya.
Kenya.
It's Kenya.
It's gonna be Kenya.
Kenya's fucking beautiful. Kenya would drive Tyra up a wall because Kenya would be the pageant girl Tyra was determined to break.
They would have a screaming match in judging. Mm-hmm. I would love it.
Oh yeah.
Love
it would be like, did Camille from Cycle 2 not walk so Kenya Moore could run?
Should we do also Megan King Edmonds from OC? Because we only have one OC right now.
I feel like there's a better OC representative. Like, the girl who fucking hated Tamra, who, like, Tamra was incredibly jealous of because she was so pretty and she owned that bathing suit line. I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm Peggy? Talking. Not Peggy. No, never Peggy.
No, no, there's two Peggies.
There were two Peggies. No, I'm not saying neither of the Peggies. No.
Either of them.
Hold on. Let me look. I'm looking up the cast.
Lizzie
would there. Would be there to be, like, the Simone Holtz-Nagel, the very clear guest
she's
girl.
She's the one with, like, curves and yeah. tits and, like. Yeah.
Like, she is there. Yeah, she's there to be the guest girl, to be the very commercial, like, body,
oh
like,
my God.
Swimwear girl.
So mad they're not on this list. Lisa Rinna.
Oh, Lisa Rinna is so. Lisa Rinna is also deeply mad that Eileen Davidson's on that list, and Lisa Rinna is not. Because I also would
never allowed.
I would never put any other. I'm trying to think of what other Beverly Hills housewife I would even deign to put on that list. Like, truly.
Should. Oh, you know who else we should put on from Atlanta?
Drew.
Oh, she might be too short. Claudia. Well, I was going to say Lisa Wu, but now I'm saying Claudia Jordan.
Claudia Jordan,
obviously. Uh-huh. How did I not think of that?
My one seasoned wonder. Bring her back.
Amazing.
Give her
the
a
only
full
girl
season.
Who
showed up to Nene and could disarm Nene. Like, disarm. And Nene, because Nene also showed how ugly she was. Because, like, Nene, when she got, went to baseline bullshit and called fucking Claudia Jordan a mm-hmm. half-breed. And it's like, that's when Nene, mm-hmm. like, that's when the audience turned on Nene. And it's one of my favorite Real Housewives moments. Like, it's like Nene had everything in her hand. And the fact that she was so blatantly racist to another black woman who was coming to her rightfully so and had literally mm-hmm. her snatched her wig off. And Nene could not handle it. Also, Nene is just threatened by a woman
Should
being
we,
more beautiful than she is.
Can we do Cameron Westcott from Dallas?
No, I don't want Cameron Westcott anywhere near. She's too racist to
Do
be around those black women.
Do we want no one from Dallas?
Tiffany.
No one from Dallas.
Dr. Tiffany Moon.
Dr. Tiff. I just wasn't sure how tall she was.
But also, you know who's... I think Tiffany Moon's pretty tall. You know who else is actually secretly tall and could also be an admission on this team? Crystal Minkoff.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Crystal Minkoff should be on this list.
And that's our 13th,
yeah.
and we're done.
Crystal Minkoff. Oh, and we're
and
more
you know
diverse.
We needed some more Asian representation.
Yeah, we're more diverse than any of these shows has ever been. Okay? Okay? You know?
This is a great cast. Can I read our final
yes,
list?
Yes, please. Read the final list.
Garcelle and Eileen, both from Beverly Hills.
Love it.
Noella from OC. Mm-hmm. Ashley and Giselle from Potomac. Luann and Ebony from NYC. Oh my God, Luann's the oldest one here. Dina from New
and
Jersey.
And she's gonna win!
Kenya from Atlanta. Lizzie from OC. Claudia Jordan from Atlanta. That's my favorite. I'm picking mm-hmm. her to win. Dr. Tiffany from Dallas and Crystal from BH.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, who was your top three and who was your winner?
What order are we getting eliminated?
I can't put the entire 13 in order because I didn't write that shit down. But I can give you what my top three would be.
Okay. I think Luann's getting eliminated first because she's the oldest.
I don't think Luann. I think Luann's gonna make it to like top five. I think I'm gonna
Do
say
because
I think
oh
Luann,
no Dina's gonna get eliminated yeah, first. Dina yeah, from New Jersey.
Yeah. Like
we
Luann.
Cast her
Luann is going to be the Jade of this season. Whereas, like, if
there's
Kenya,
a lot of Jades in the cast.
I mean, if Kenya's Camille, I think Luann is the Jade. Like, Luann's arrogance would single-handedly carry her up until. And she's got the body, and she's got, like, and she's got the looks and the confidence, you know. They
okay,
love that
so
narrative.
Luann's placing fifth.
Yeah.
Luann's placing fifth.
I think
Crystal's gonna be fourth.
I, you do? I think Crystal will be, I either fall, I give you give her top four or give her top six. She's the 4-6. Not,
okay.
yeah. Because
let's
she.
Let's give her fourth place.
Yeah. Because she, I feel like she would be like kind of like, who is that girl? Like a Jane from Cycle 15. Like the girl who's just like quiet and kind of like emerges as like a sleeper hit. And no one really expects it or sees it coming. That's what Crystal Minkoff gives
yes.
me. You know? I think
Garcelle is second or third.
Yeah, I think Eileen Davidson and Garcelle Bouvet are in the top three. without question.
Okay, Garcelle's third. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Eileen is third. Yeah, Garcelle is second. And then Claudia Jordan for the win.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all the rest kind of, like, actually, you know what? I think we're also undercounting Noella. Because I think Noella.
Do you? I think feel Noella's like her personality would really turn Tyra off.
More than.
I think she would call her, like, Giselle, oversexual.
More than, like, Giselle? Cassandra would hate Giselle.
Oh, she would absolutely hate Giselle. But she would hate Noella more because.
Yeah.
Noella, like, is, like, skinnier than so, her.
Yeah, because Ashley's getting, like, eliminated in the first six because she's too dancery. That's what Ashley's critique is going to be. She's too dancery.
I was thinking Noella was going to be the model, the noun.
The noun, not the verb.
Because mm-hmm. I don't know how skilled.
Damn, we know this show so well. I hate us. Also, note, we do not
Why does Dr. Tiffany get eliminated?
Where is our...
She's, like, too smart. She's smarter than Tyra.
Yeah, she's like... Yeah, she gets, like, a Victoria level elimination. But also, where's our Salt Lake City representation?
Oh my god. How did I forget about that?
Because that's why Whitney would be eliminated first. Like, Whitney would go before Dina.
I was going to say it has to be Whitney.
It'd be Whitney, and Whitney would go before Dina. Whitney would go first because Whitney would be too strippery for Tyra. She'd be too, like, in the same way that Noelle is too sexy. I think Whitney would be.
But her strength is that she would talk and confuse Tyra enough to keep her into staying there.
I love Whitney. Because
she's like an enigma. She would talk and be like, I am not a little girl.
She would Natasha her. Yeah, she would Natasha.
She would be like, what?
She would be Natasha for sure. Like, just charm her way.
Yeah, she would Natasha her way into, like, top six.
You think, Whitney?
Just by being an enigma.
I love it. Guys,
Lizzie's gone, because Lizzie's too, like, Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Lizzie's too sexy. Like, she's too, it's not sexy in the way that Noelle is sexy. She's too, like, but yeah, she's too commercial. Too commercial.
Kenya gets into a
altercation.
Cycle 4 showdown with Tyra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kenya self-eliminates. Are you kidding? Kenya self-eliminates. Kenya walks out in the middle of panel. Like, she fully gets, like, a, like fucking, what's her face from British Invasion? Like, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
This is a good cast.
What about Ebony from New York? How do we think she goes?
Oh, Ebony's the who of the season, unfortunately. Like, she gets eliminated, like third, and, like she, and, like, you, and they make it very, very obvious, because she gets her sob story, not even, like the end of the first act, it's, like, the middle of the first act. So, like, we're, like, you and I are, like, she's going home. Yeah, that's my logic. Okay, are we gonna do all winners? Let's do a cast, and because we have 24 seasons to pick from. So, okay.
Jesus. Do you want to do 13 again?
Yeah, 13 for sure. Which means 11 people get the net. But that's going to be easy.
I'm literally writing this down. This is
I know. I love this. I know. Okay. Here's my cast off the top of my head.
Okay.
Whitney gets invited back solely for controversy purposes. Whitney gets invited back for controversy purposes. 1,000%.
Oh, are we doing all stars of Real Housewives?
No, I'm saying all winners. Oh, no, America's Next Top Model.
Which Whitney? So, like,
Whitney from Cycle 10.
Oh, ew, Cycle 10.
She
Whitney.
Gets invited back solely for controversy.
I've erased her from my brain.
I know, you, yeah.
Okay, say their cycles when you say
Sorry. I will do that.
Confused.
Thank you. Okay, Whitney from Cycle, Eva, obviously, Cycle 3. Danielle, obviously. From Cycle 6.
Obviously. And then she's going to win again. Sorry.
Yeah, I think so too. Ioana.
I don't like it, but I agree.
I think Ioana would come back because she'd have something to prove. Especially because some people are like, her? Her? You know?
Jesslyn. Jesslyn.
Mm-hmm. India from Cycle 24.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was that 22?
24.
Oh,
and I'm assuming since this is all winners, it has to be all winners. We can't do, Keith isn't showing up, and neither is Niall.
No, neither of the boys
neither are coming. Neither of them are coming, yeah. Jordan. Yeah, I know. But it's like, but that bitch could model. That bitch could
model. Is that 20?
Yeah, 20. I also don't think All-Stars, the original, they're not going to bring back Lisa, because Lisa doesn't count. So basically, like, it's like we went from 24 seasons. So we have two, so basically we have 10 winners who are not getting picked, because two of them don't count, and Lisa doesn't count because she was All-Stars. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not Tiana, not Raina.
Well, Raina didn't win. You mean McKee?
Ann Ward? Oh, yeah. She should have. Ann Ward wouldn't come back. She would be invited, but she wouldn't come back.
Ann Ward wouldn't come back. I think Brittany wouldn't come back either. I don't think Brittany would come back.
I don't think she would either, as much as they want her to.
It's like, yeah, because it's also, we're taking real life applications. Like, who would actually come back for this? Because it's like...
Nicole would come back.
Nicole would, you know who else would come back? Would
come back.
Carrie D. No. Actually, I don't think Carrie D would come back. I think oh my God, I just thought of it. No. No, because Salisha's got a career. She's working. So are some other people. But I just thought of it. Kyla would come back to prove. She would be another one who came back to prove. Because she didn't win that season. I
totally forgot about Kyla. Because
she didn't win Cycle 24. I'm sorry. India was Cycle 23. Kyla's Cycle
24. India was 23. Kyla's 24. Got it,
I think Kyla would come back to prove. To be like, you got, like, it's like, what do you mean I only won because of qualifications? Like, yeah, you won because,
Laura, college edition is definitely coming back to try to prove also.
Yeah, and she would be out first.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's first eliminated. Because this is our dream world, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, we have 3 more slots to fill.
Oh my God, how do we have 3 more slots? Or else we're not inviting Psycho 1 girl. We don't count her.
No, Adrian does not get invited back.
Yeah, no.
Under zero circumstances. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who won 11?
McKee.
Tiana?
McKee.
Ew, I just, like, don't care about them.
I know, I don't care about
McKee. But I guess if we're running out of people, they should come back.
It's like, how are we running out of people? We should not be running out of people. We should not be running out of contestants. Like, why are we doing it? Like,
we're going to the Wikipedia page. We
professionally talk about this show. What do you mean I don't know any of this stuff? What do you mean? I feel like as soon as we open up the Wikipedia page, we're going to be like, oh, this person. Hold on. Naima!
Fox. Oh, fuck. We got Naima. Only my favorite cycle. Thank you.
I know.
Naima's coming back. Is Nicole Fox coming back? Because she's short. Is she allowed?
No, I think Nicole Fox and Ann Ward are on the same boat.
Krista White is coming
back. I think
Krista's
coming. Yeah, I was about to say, I think Krista's coming back over Tiana, for sure. If we had to pick one of the two.
Yeah. Okay, we have one slot left now.
Sophie.
And it's going to... it can't be Sophie, because she's British.
Well, we ran out of contestants.
We've run out of people. It's got to be Tiana or McKee.
McKee. Yeah.
Okay.
We're so hateful. Or you know what else? Salisha could also be, honestly, I take it back. Salisha could be persuaded to come back. Because she would have another thing like Whitney. Like she'd have a thing like Whitney to like reprove, you know.
So Laura is eliminated first. Fuck you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Whitney's not eliminated first, but
no,
Whitney
fails upwards. Like, Whitney fails at least until, like, top, maybe, like, top 7. You know?
I love that.
Whitney gets eliminated because she's no longer plus size. Like, she doesn't look
she
plus size.
She loses too much weight.
Yeah. She gets, what's her face from Cycle, or the other girl from Cycle 9.
I think Eva self-eliminates.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm making more money on Real Housewives.
Yeah. But Eva makes it far and then self-eliminates. Like, Eva, like, self-eliminates at, like, top 5.
Yeah, she came back to prove she could do it, and then as soon as she saw she was going to win, she self-eliminated.
She Ben de la Creme'd herself. Eva Ben de la Creme'd herself, okay? She wrote her name on her lipstick in white out. on her own lips are going to eliminate herself. Wow, okay. I think my top three from this group.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, obviously.
Okay.
Naima, obviously. And India. I'm going to say it.
Amanda, that is literally my top three. I have Danielle placing first, uh-huh. India second, and Naima third.
Yeah, that's basically what I had, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fourth can go to Jazlyn.
Yeah.
Jordan is out of here. I'm just crossing her off. I don't want her anywhere near it. Nicole gone.
Actually, no, I think Jordan Jordan would be the annoying girl in the house and makes it all the way at like top four or five. For sure.
Fine, she can get fifth.
I know.
And then Kyla's sixth.
Yeah.
Whitney's seventh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Laura gets eliminated because she's too actressy at like top 10.
And she can't stop fake tanning.
And crying. And crying about how people always said that she was, what did they, what was she crying about? She was like,
too pretty.
Like, people always told me, I was just like, she said something about, like, people in high school said that she was like some way. It was like, yeah, you are that way. We can all tell. Like, they probably said it because you're crying because it's true.
And basic and blah.
Like, are you crying because it's true? Sweetie. Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Thank you.
Do you want to do Australia's Australian invasion?
Yes. So badly, I do.
I know.
Okay.
This is going to be a wild gap. This has to be 14 at least. Because we have eight seasons, cycles worth of contestants to go through. This is at
okay,
least
14 girls.
14.
And we're just going to use the first eight cycles.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen the rest of them, so. So, okay. Hold
on. Are we allowed to choose winners, or does it have to be people who haven't won?
It has to be people who haven't won.
People who haven't won.
Yeah, so no Monty.
Paloma.
Paloma, obviously.
Paloma has to be there.
Paloma would be there simply because she would have to be the...
Sam. Sam from Cycle 1.
You broke the rules.
You broke the rules.
Okay, hold on.
What's our girl we loved? Was her name Jane? Who's the girl we loved from, like, hang on. I'm going back.
So, Shannon. I'm
going back in time.
Shannon from Cycle 1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jessica and her boobs.
What cycle was Jessica?
Two.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there was somebody else from 2 or 3 that we loved.
There's so many people from 2 or 3 that we loved.
Looking at the names and they mean nothing to me right now.
Samantha from cycle four.
Yes. Oh my God, Queen Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Queen Samantha.
It was somebody from Ebony's season.
Lola. Lola. Would Lola get on the cast, or would they bring her over from Australia to produce Australian Invasion?
She's producing and hosting.
Is she? She took it from Tyra. Because Tyra tried to do an Australian accent, and they were like, "How do we?"
She's
tell
at
her?
Least on the judges panel. Yeah, she's at least on the judges panel.
Kelsey, obviously. Kelsey.
Queen Kelsey.
Kelsey and Joanna are queens. Remember Joanna? Hot bitch.
Wait,
Joanna.
Why can't I remember Joanna?
Joanna, the girl who looked like a Heim sister with the center part and the long hair. Who we were
yes,
just like, yeah,
yes,
uh-huh,
yes,
Joanna.
Who we were obsessed with.
Yeah. Who we were obsessed with.
Should we have Cassie come? I feel like we should have Cassie come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we can't pick anyone from 8 because 8, if we did it, would spoil it for you. So let's not choose anyone from 8.
Okay.
Because I was about to say, and then I was like, oh, Cassie. No, she doesn't know how it ends. So I don't want to spoil it for you.
Wait, hang on. There was another girl from 2 that we loved, and she was the prankster girl, and she was like our favorite.
Oh, 2? The prankster. Oh, was it Laura? Not Laura.
Ebony's season.
Not Laura.
Simone.
Yes. Oh, yes. Simone. Oh, yes. Yes.
We loved Simone.
Simone. Simone. How many contestants do we have?
We have 9. Okay. We have 5 slots left. Let's start looking at... We don't have anyone from 5 yet, do we?
Claire. Our Queen Adele. Oh, no, because... Queen Adele. Adele Teal. Friend of the pod.
Adele, Queen. Do we want Claire to come back, too?
Why not? We said Kelsey, right? You have Kelsey?
We have Kelsey.
Okay, yeah.
Let me look at 6.
Let's see. Who else? Alamela, just as a redemption song.
Oh my god, absolutely.
The girl who got bullied by Dismelza.
Dismelza.
Karathi? Karathi is another person who needs to get justice for, even though we don't think we ever thought that Karathi was a model.
Do we want Sophie to come back?
Sophie Vandenduken?
7?
Or Sophie. Yeah. I want Sophie
Vanda,
to come back.
Vanda, whatever.
I want to see a Kelsey and Sophie showdown again.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait.
Liz. And Simone. We had both Simones, right?
Wait, who's the other Simone?
So we have guest girl Hottie Simone from cycle 7. White blonde.
Bitchy Simone.
Okay, and then that's the it. Other Simone. That's it. Yeah, we have 2 Simones.
We're done.
Someone's got to change their name, but yes.
Someone's got to change their name. So right now we have Paloma, Sam from Cycle 1, Shannon from Cycle 1, Jessica from 2, Samantha from 4, goddess, mm-hmm. Kelsey, Joanna, Cassie, Simone from 2,
mm-hmm.
Adele Teal, Claire, Alamela, Sophie from 6, and Simone from 7.
Okay. Are we we're judging this on American standards. We're not using Australian standards because this is Australian invasion. So this is using the mindset of the Americans when it comes to picking the people on the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my brain goes to...
Correct.
Let's see. I would say top 3.
I would say Samantha's winning.
I would say Samantha and Simone from Cycle 7 are in top 2, for sure.
Okay.
Because they both have personalities and they're beautiful and they always took great photos.
I think Cassie gets eliminated
early on. Cassie walks out.
Because of her personality.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Adele also gets eliminated.
Oh, Joanna could also be top 3.
Joanna's like the shot controversy. Like, she's the same placement in America that she was in Australia. Like 4 or 5. I don't think she did the top 3. I think Kelsey's making top 3. But I think Kelsey's top 3 and getting eliminated very unfairly, unjustly. And everyone agrees. But, you know. Like, Kelsey's getting eliminated for, like, some... Like, she's, like... Because Kelsey's what? Was, like, short.
No,
was
Kelsey's
short,
getting
right?
eliminated.
Is she short?
Unfortunately, Kelsey's getting eliminated for the same reason. Where they just realized she was short when they got to top 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were like, oh.
That's why
wait,
Kelsey's
you're
getting.
Short.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelsey's getting eliminated at, like... Yeah, somewhere in the top 3, and they're like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, but she's been 5'8 this entire time. Like,
Paloma gets in a physical fight with somebody.
With Cassie.
And gets kicked out.
With Cassie.
Yeah, Paloma and Cassie get kicked out for getting in physical fights with each other. Sam bullies Alamela into submission. Yeah. Where Alamela becomes her minion.
Yeah.
So then when Sam gets eliminated, Alamela self-eliminates after.
Yeah, because, like, Alamela just can't.
Because she feels, like, too
alone.
Vulnerable to be there without her.
Yeah. Feels exposed. Mm-mm.
I feel like Adele and Simone from Cycle 2 become BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon from Cycle 1. The 3 of them are like the pranksters. And they just, like, put fake turds in people's beds.
They're just, like, there. They're
and Tyra
there.
Finds out and gets mad about it they and get, decides like, to scapegoat
Shannon. Because she's the black
Shannon
one.
Shannon is the only woman of color. Yeah.
Duh. Like, we're gonna call it, like, a fucking is, bitch. And that, like, tell me the facts. Facts are facts, America. Yeah. Okay. And, yeah. Is that it?
Sophie and Tyra get in a fight. Sophie, like, talks back to Tyra. Yeah, or she talks back to a photographer on
she
set.
She talks back to a photographer on set. And it gets back to Tyra, and Tyra's not letting it go.
Sophie talks back to Nigel.
Yeah, Sophie Carrie D's herself.
Sophie has
sure.
a Carrie D moment with mm-hmm. Nigel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then Jessica, something about her tits.
Nothing about her. They would never eliminate her for having too big of boobs. You fucking asshole. Like, Jessica's the other girl.
I was thinking Tyra goes, she's, like, you're plus size on top, but not on bottom.
I think and Jessica gets eliminated for being too in her head. The same way she was in her own season. You know? Mm. Like, you make good photos, but, like, you just can't open up to us in panel. You know?
Just can't open up. And then what about Claire? What's Claire's journey?
Just being beautiful. Just being stunning. Stunning. Yeah.
Stunning.
Stunning.
I love that.
All right. Oop, do you want to listen to another voice memo? Because I started playing it already.
Yeah.
All right. So this is from Catherine Igo, a friend of the pod and a friend of mine in real life, who I love. The mother of my child and the wife to my husband.
Guys, it's Catherine from Boston. I discovered your podcast thanks to my dear friend Amanda, and I love you both. And I love the podcast. I love your 20-minute tangents. I love your attempted accents. I love it all. I love these lovely ladies. Big fan. Anyways, congrats to 5 years, and here's to many, many more. Mwah, love you.
We love it. We love to hear it.
Oh my god, sweetie.
She's the best. She's the best. And yeah, so that's it on voice memos. If you have any, we'll take them later on, guys. We can play them in later episodes. But this is the 5th anniversary celebration spectacular extravaganza. So, you know, it's your opportunity to be heard. You represent it.
It's your turn to be heard.
It's your turn to be heard.
Do we have any final games that we want to play? Did we want to do anything with astrology? Did we want to do... I thought you had texted me something about astrology.
I was probably just texting you about astrology.
You said All Stars 2 fan casting with... Oh, no, we did that already. We did that already. You said you wanted to read me a love letter. Do you still?
What?
You said you were writing me a love letter.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't actually writing it. I was mentally writing it. I had, like, 3 beers when I sent you those texts, by the way, yesterday. I went with Kelsey and Star.
I love that because it was, like, one my time, so I should have known that.
Yeah, when I sent those texts, yeah. It's, like, it's my day off. It's a national black holiday, and... I'm celebrating. Anyway. So,
I saw you sipping from a Corona in bed during this recording.
Yeah, it's left over from yesterday. Guys, one of my most toxic traits is that I will not let alcohol get wasted. Like, I just won't, regardless of where it is. So it's been sitting, if it's sitting at my bedside table since yesterday at, like, 8:30 p.m., I'm still drinking it, even now. Even over... nearly 24 hours later, like 21 hours later, because I'm
nearly.
Garbage. I'm garbage.
Nearly.
All right, Hillary, let's talk. Let's wax poetic about.
Let's talk, baby.
Okay. So it's been 5 years of doing this podcast. We've talked about how this podcast came to be. We've said a lot of things about it. I mean, Hillary and I are very, very creative people who weren't creating. And this podcast, and it's like I look back, especially it's like when I realized it was 5 years. Do you realize where we were 5 years ago? Like 2016.
So unhappy.
I had just started dating Devin. I just started dating Devin. Like, like I'm pretty sure Devin and I's first anniversary was like when I moved to New York, August of 2015. Right? So, yeah, mm-hmm. It was, like our first anniversary. Like, it was, like, almost right around the time of this podcast. I think that's what it was, Hillary. I think I confused my anniversary with Devin and this podcast because they're like a week apart. Anyway.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. But, so basically we made that shit happen. We made it happen. All we had was two girls and a microphone, or two microphones technically, and a Skype and an internet connection. And that's all we needed to make this shit happen.
That's all we needed.
It's all we needed. And our stupid sparkly selves. But it's like, I literally look back 5 years ago. I was miserable. I fucking hated my job. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that I didn't want to be doing this, that, for the rest of my life. And I think you were in the same way. And this,
oh my God.
Yeah. And it's like at the end of the day, people's eyes light up and people are like, what's your podcast about? And I'm like, I do a podcast about America's Next Top Model. And they're always like, wait, I used to love that show. And I'm like, I know. We all did. Why do you think I have a podcast about it? You know? Like, this has been such a joy and a pleasure to every week to know that I have a scheduled appointment with one of my best friends in the entire world to literally shoot the shit, wax nostalgic, and talk about something that, and basically like almost reflect on the way we as a culture have moved and grown. And like, again, like I said, 5 years ago, you were in Chicago. I was here, but I was in a different apartment, like in a different neighborhood. And we didn't know what we knew where we wanted to go, but we didn't know how to get there. And I'm so glad to have had this podcast as a way to work, like at least a source of working through something and being able to process and figure out what I want. And you know, we've dropped the ball. We're not perfect. We've never said we're perfect. But I think also a lot of doing this podcast with, yes, but also doing this podcast with you has also taught me about how much I need a business partner, because at the end of the day, it's like, you are my writing partner, you're my podcast partner, but you're also my business partner. And so like, and what I need out of a working partner and about like, it's being here with you has made me such a better communicator in every form of my life. And that is such a blessing and a gift that you have given me, because you have allowed me the space to be open. And you told me, and we like, when Hillary and I get mad at each other, guys, we're never actually mad. It's almost always, I'm just disappointed. Like, I'm just disappointed. Like you just, like, I'm like, can you just not do that again? And it's always like, I'm so sorry, let's not do that again. You know, like, we don't fight.
Yeah.
And especially in the way that, like, people, because people think, have heard,
we go,
like,
we go, hey, remember that thing that you did? That really made me feel, we, like, go full therapy. We go, that made me feel really disrespected and, like, used. Can you not do that again?
Right.
And we go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I won't do that again. And then we don't do it again. It's probably my healthiest.
And then we don't do it again. I have a healthier relationship with you than I do with my mother. Like, it truly is. Like, it's like, because we understand each other. What's your Mercury in? Do you know? Is it in Virgo or is it in Cancer?
I think it's in Gemini, but let me look it up.
It can't be.
Which doesn't make sense, does it? Let me see.
It would have to be, yeah. I only wonder, because if it's in Cancer, that would make a lot of sense, because mine is also in Cancer. And also, if it wasn't Cancer, it explains why your memory is so strong. But she's opening her co-star. Oh yeah, there it is. Because it's usually the sign before or your current sign, so it's in Leo, which makes sense because my Mars is in my Mars. All the Leo stellium in my chart, you and I are fated to be each other. Like, it's like one of those weird things. Our charts truly just add up together. But we are. I'm so lucky to have you, and I know I say this all the time, and I know you feel it, but I need to make sure that it's recorded for posterity. And that you know how much I love you.
And
I think you are one of the, you are, if not the funniest person I know, one of the funniest people I know. Like, and I've said so many times, I'm like, I don't care who listens to this podcast. My only goal is to make Hillary laugh at one point every single episode, to the point where she pauses and just goes, you're so fucking stupid. And it works! Because I am fucking dumb!
It happens a lot.
But I'm just happy that you're here, and I'm happy that 5 years ago I got drunk and I texted you, and after we didn't talk for a very long time, and you decided to jump feet first in with me. And I don't think there's very few people in my life who've given me a chance like that. Very few. And like, and you are, see, I told you I'm gonna make you cry. I'm over here crying. I'm not crying on mic today, guys. Not this year anniversary. Just because there was a full moon in Cancer last night and my emotions are on the forefront. Oh yeah, that's why your emotions, if you retreated this weekend, that's what it was, baby. Because full moon in Cancer last night. And so I just have to say thank you. I do not think we're going to be doing this podcast 5 years from now. God forbid. God forbid.
I know.
Can you imagine us being 33 and 34 talking about this show?
I don't want to.
I hope we're married with, like, some kind of other thing. Like, we have a bigger focus. We have our TV show by then. That's what's happening. It's like this podcast will end because Hillary and I are working on other projects together. That's probably, like,
yes.
Like, at the end of the day, or it becomes
and
impossible.
And we'll, like, still have the feed open so we can record randomly, yeah. Like, once every, like, 6 months.
We'll get like, I'll be like, Hillary, I'm drunk. Do you want to get some wine? Yeah, like, do you want to get drunk and like go on podcast? Like, just record. Let's do it. Yeah. Do you have anything to say? You have to say something.
I'll keep it short because you kind of said a lot of the stuff I want to say. I'm not going to talk so much about like the podcast journey with you, just because I feel like
the listeners
know how this like came to be. But I just want to say, as like you get older, I'm 29 now, you learn a lot about like who your real friends in life are and like who's there for you and like the good times as well as the hard times. The hard times is when you learn who like is like truly part of your soulmate group of friends. And like, I've just been feeling really grateful lately to have you in my life and to have you be like one of the people who I can call when shit gets bad, when shit is amazing. You've consistently been there for me and have consistently been a good friend. And you're one of the relationships I have that I feel is extremely equally balanced in the amount of work we're both putting in. And because of that, I know that this is going to be, like, a long, sustaining friendship. I just love you so much.
And like, can you imagine?
I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you.
Can you imagine if either of us got in a relationship with somebody who was jealous of the other person? Like, can you imagine if, like, I had a boyfriend who was jealous of you? Because I would dump him! I would dump him! I would be like,
This is one of my toxic traits, is that whoever I'm dating, I tell them that they will never be as funny or as important as my friends. And
yeah.
My friends are my soulmates.
Yeah.
And they're just my boyfriend.
Yeah. It's like, you are my boyfriend. You might be my husband, but like, my friends are my soulmates. They are my partners. Like,
they will always trump you.
Yeah. You're there.
I'm
to be a human
of the girl
dildo.
Ditches her friends for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I will ditch my boyfriend for my
husband. I don't know the very meaning. I don't want to be around men in general, so why would I be around that? Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Hillary.
I think this is a good stopping point for our 5-year anniversary.
I feel like we're going
to
text
really
each other.
I'm teared up. Fall from my lid, but I teared up.
I'm counting it.
The only reason they didn't fall is because I'm on 20 milligrams of Lexapro.
Fucking antidepressants ruining my... I count it. I'm glad that you treat your panic disorder, but also it counts for me.
It's for my mental.
I got partial credit. I get partial credit. You know, I'm not like, getting an A
you
in
do.
The class, but
you
I'm
do.
Definitely getting like a C plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hillary, do you want me to do our social media and round out this episode?
I would love that.
Next week we're going back to our Cycle 8 content. Don't worry, we haven't forgotten about Australia. We're still living in there. We're still in Sydney. We're still hanging out with Ducky and Melissa and the other girl, Shanali, and like, Abby? Abby's still there, right?
Who? Which I feel like is a very apt response. I can't believe I
hooed
her.
I can't believe we even hooed. We moved off into Hoomst and we still hooed her. So there we go. If you guys enjoy this content, you want more of it, you can listen to a bonus episode. All the bonus episodes that we have on patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend. We're probably going to do one of those this week at some point because we have to. We also do one next week because I got to catch up. And then, yes, if you want to send us an email, we loved hearing from you. We love voice memos. We love all the notes and the love letters. You can go to nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. If you want to go to all of our social media links, you can go to americasnexttopbestfriend.com. There you can find Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, if you're still on that, like a 1997. I know they didn't have Facebook in 1997, but I watched The Social Network like on Saturday, so feeling smart, feeling Aaron Sorkin-y.
You are Aaron Sorkin-y.
Honestly, Aaron Sorkin is going to be so mad when my writing career pops off because he's going to be like, wow, she does what I do, but better. And I'm like, yeah. Gang, gang, bitch. He's going to hate me so much. Anyway, if you want to find Hillary, Hillary, my gorgeous bestie Hillary on Twitter and Instagram, you can go to hilarious123. That's Hillary with two L's and an O-U-S. And that's 123, the beginning of the number, the miracle system, 1, 2, and 3. I don't know what that was.
Correct.
Yeah. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Loch Ness Manda, like the scary Scottish monster. We're going to go back to feeling the change, getting into the moment next week. Thanks for being around for this little breaksicle. What were you in the middle of last time we did, when we did the 4-year anniversary? Do you remember what we were in the middle of?
I can find out.
I don't. We can find out, but we don't have to find out on camera. We can find out later when we're not recording. Because, yes. All right. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for a great 5 years. Our podcast is going into elementary school. And I know, right?
Wait, I'm so close to finding it.
Okay, she's finding it, guys. I'm going to wait. We'll wait patiently. Wait very patiently. Also, do you hear my radio?
Oh, wait, no, that was 2020. Sorry. I was like, we interviewed Nigel Barker around this time.
No, I remember that because I had gotten dumped by Chris 2 days later. I remember that very clearly.
Gross.
Yeah, this time of year really reflects on me, especially when I look at my time hop. I'm like, yuck, disgusting.
We were 2021. We were doing cycle 4
of Australia. That's what I was gonna guess. It feels like that's right. But yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we're glad we solved that mystery. And now I'm gonna go solve the mystery of what I'm gonna have for dinner. We love you guys. Bye.